Good morning out there. It's me, Donald, here, bringing you the good word. I'm bringing you God's word. Today, we're going to read the words of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 7, here in verse 17, it says this. Now, let's put our ears on. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Now here in verse 20 is the most important thing that stood out to me this morning. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. So today, we live in a world that is full of bad actions, bad actors. I should say, well, bad people. But I know that God made those people. God made the bad people. He made the good people. God is the master who makes his masterpiece. He's the sculptor. He's the potter who puts the clump of clay on the wheel, and he spins it and forms it and makes it. Now, I know who I used to be. I was not a good person. I was a bad person, wretched person before I knew Jesus. And so is anyone without him. If Jesus is not in you or in that person that you see that's a bad actor or terrible person, it's just because that's their nature. They're born under the sin. They're born into sin, and they're born under the power of sin. And until Jesus comes in and changes you or me, well, we will always be that person. But to emphasize here, he says you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. We are not what we say with our mouth. We are whoever we are in action, meaning at home when nobody's looking, or at home when only the family's looking, that's who we are. And maybe you're one way in public and you're different in private. Maybe you treat your wife different in public than you do in private. Maybe you treat your children. Maybe the words you say in public or in church are totally different than the words that you say in private. The truth is, your actions prove who you are. Are you lying to yourself? Do you believe that you're someone that you're not? Only your actions tell the truth. And only Jesus, his spirit in you and me, can change our actions, which change our words, which change our desires, which makes us who he created us to be. Friend, I love you. We are who we are, and only Jesus can change it. I love you.